Let's find out what's happening with Knaan Lipschitz. We're going to find out what's happening in Europe. Hi, Knaan.
Hi.
Knaan, do you know what the collective noun for Frenchmen is? Apparently, according to my source, it's a peck. Would you know why it's a peck of Frenchmen?
No.
Exactly.
I guess.
Okay, there we go. We're talking about collective nouns. All right, tell us what's happening in Europe about art.
I went to the museum, to the Stedelijk Museum, which is the city museum of Amsterdam. It's one of the finest museums in the world. I went today. And you know, it was an experience for someone who sometimes is called Conan the Barbarian by some art-loving friends. I don't know the first thing about this.
Yeah.
Of course, there was the usual, you know, chunk of plastic that's supposed to symbolize, I don't know, dot, dot, dot. But that's not why I went there. I went for a painting by Kandinsky.
Vasily
Kandinsky.
Yes.
And it, you know, it's admittedly, even for someone like me, it's impressive. It's stirring. It's a painting from 1909 and it shows, it's called A Figure with Houses, and it shows this mysterious figure, blue figure crouched in a field, and then a row of houses distinctly European with radiant blues and purples emanating from the windows, almost giving the association of a church, but it's so urban and so rural at the same time, and you wonder what that figure is doing. There's, you know, a great piece of art, but there's also a less great story around that piece of art. It was sold by a Jewish collector called Muhlenberg in 1940 to the Stedelijk Museum. And, you know, 1940 was the year that the Nazis advanced on Holland.
Sure.
So everyone here was selling whatever they could at ridiculous below market prices to save their lives. This family had a plan to go to Mozambique, that was then a Portuguese colony, and every cent mattered. And that's called a forced sale, a sale made under duress. And all over the world, if an artwork was sold at an auction by a Jewish art collector in 1940, so either under Nazi occupation or just before it, it's considered looted art and must be returned. But not in Holland. Because here in Holland, maybe the land of museums, there's a kind of an unusual policy that says that the interests of the families that are seeking restitution, that needs to be weighted against the public interest in displaying those artworks where the public can see them. And I understand that argument, because take that A Figure with Houses painting. Right next to it is another Kandinsky painting from 20 years later, and you can really see the evolution. So it really gives you an idea of Kandinsky, one of the greats of the 20th century, as an artist. And of course, what will the family do with it? Well, either sell it or put it in their living room. Most likely sell it. So it won't be accessible to the hundreds of thousands of people who pass through the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam each year. So that's the premise. And then I went and so the Dutch state, the city says, we are beholden to the public. So I thought, you know, let's speak to the public. And I spoke to maybe 20 people who stopped and admired this painting. And now, what would you guess would be their reaction if I presented this dilemma to them? What does your instinct tell you?
Did anyone ask you what the law is?
There is no law.
Okay, there's no law about returning and repatriation of objects.
No, because it's owned. No one's disputing that it's owned by the museum. And then the family steps forward and said, but we actually owned this before, and the sale was made under duress. But it's not going to trial because it's state property.
To me, it just sounds like theft. But never mind. You asked a different question. You said, what do the people you said feel? And my feeling would be that they would probably be very supportive of that idea, that it should be available to the public. Tell me what they thought.
Okay, so you're more sober than I am, Simon. Indeed, I thought that this is theft by another name,
yep.
sale under duress, and that they would obviously, especially in a country like the Netherlands, where 75% of the population was murdered through local collaboration, the highest proportion in Western Europe, especially here, I thought that that would be also the reaction of the general public, but no. They actually were very much against. Every single person I spoke to was against returning this to the family, saying the public interest outweighs the private one and the injustice done to this family. And I guess that was a...
Wow, come on. That's, to me, that's borderline obscenity. It's just obscene. But then again, there's another story of yours in the Times of Israel today. And the headline is Dutch mainstream party activist says Jews came to Israel to be Nazis. So if you're living in a society where, you know, the left feels that Israelis are Nazis, well, why would you return paintings and an obscene way to me in all of this.
But there's another element to this, and this is the part that I'm not getting. You know, if you've got a painting that's hundreds of years old, that painting has a history. That history of who owned it before you, who owned it before them, before, through the generations,
okay.
back to the person who created it. That's called the provenance of the artwork. It's a real thing. It's the provenance. And based on the provenance, it will either increase or decrease the value of an artwork. It was how a lot of Nazi art was picked up, right? Is because there were gaps in the provenance of certain pieces.
Okay.
So how is the museum just ignoring that?
That's the amazing thing. They recognize, yes, this is stolen art, but we're going to keep it anyway.
We feel the obligation to give it back. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. That's what it is, right?
You can go sue us in the European court in Luxembourg. Good luck there. But because it's the law is vague on it, they're keeping it. And I spoke to this Israeli teacher, Ashkenazi, who lost many relatives in the Holocaust. And she said something that I couldn't deny. Apropos provenance, right? She said, all these pieces in the museums that you see today, all of them have tragic stories. All of them have heartbreaking bankruptcies and shady deals and sometimes crimes. And if we start looking and, digging into the provenance of artworks, then none of this should be displayed at the museums. No one paints for the museum, she said. I couldn't deny that, and yet, especially in the Netherlands, it seems a very unusual stance.
Very interesting. Knaan Lipschitz, that is where we leave it this week. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and look forward to speaking to you next week. You're always very, very engaging and very, very interesting. You come with amazing information, amazing stories, so keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thanks.
God bless. Bye-bye.